Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight time again. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti, talking once again today with Jessica Felix from the Healdsburg Jazz Festival to tell you what's coming up in the second week, which is kicking off tonight.
Yep, we've had a great first weekend, and now we're moving on to the second. And we have a lot of events during the week. We have, you know, many free concerts at the park, at Spoon Bar, at Dry Creek Kitchen. So those you can see on our website. But starting Thursday, we're at Shed with Wayne Wallace's Latin Jazz Group with Jackie Ryan. The first show of that one sold out. And then Friday, we have all kinds of things going on. Ben Stollerol, but the main event that night is Benny Green Trio. That's going to be exciting. I've known Benny since he's 17, and this is the first time I've presented him up here.
Let me ask you about some of the other newcomers then, because I know you have a lot of people who like to cycle back through periodically. Right. Who's new and different or just new
Pablo
this year?
Pablo Ziegler was, and first time for Benny Green, and I've tried for years, you know, either his schedule or my schedule didn't work, and he's got a brand new CD releasing this week, live at Columbus, and he's got David Wong and Rodney Green in his band. It's going to be just, he's a great player, just so much life and energy, On the Friday night and Saturday night after each Raven concert, we all go over to the Hotel Healdsburg where Sylvia Cuenca's trio is going to be playing, and she's got Essie Desiat and Keith Saunders, but a lot of the musicians sit in, and the cookers are around. You know, I never know. On Saturday, we have Stephanie Ozer during the day, and then we have a great all-star group, the Cookers, which I would take up my whole time if I listed all their name, but they're all, you know, stars in their own right, and it's a great high-energy band. That's at the Raven, and then we go, and Lorca Hart will be at the Hotel Healdsburg, and that's Billy Hart's son, and Billy Hart will be in the Cookers, and there's, you know, it'll be fun at the hotel again, but the Cookers are, you know, a not-to-be-missed hard-bop band that's, you know, they're getting all rave reviews. And then Sunday we have a double bill. We're starting a new event out at Dry Creek Vineyard. It's called Jazz New Orleans Day on the Green, and we have a brass band and a trad jazz band and a kind of a modern trad jazz group. So three groups. Oh, actually, it's sold out. I forgot. Sorry. We'll go on to the next one. Next year, get your tickets earlier for that. And then we end the whole event with George Cable's trio with Essie Desiat, Victor Lewis, and special guest Craig Handy, and all very close friends, and a lot of it's going to be a lot of beautiful music that night. So I wouldn't miss any of it if I were you guys.
You've been doing this long enough now, and the roster keeps getting longer and more impressive. The hard part, it seems to me, isn't getting people to come. It's figuring out how to fit everybody together, I should think.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Really?
I'm really good at finding ways to put everybody together and bring great bands. It is hard to get people to come. You'd be surprised. It's not an urban area, so people, you know, I guess I'll go. But, you know, when they get there, they're so happy. So I hope people really decide to come. And
you got a lot of returnees, so that's a good recommendation.
Well, the musicians love coming here because they get great meals, they meet great people, many of them stay for 3, 4, 5 days. Victor Lewis is staying for a week. You know, they love coming here, and all the restaurants donate meals, and we get all the wine, you know, our wine sponsors and wineries donate wine for them, and they have a great time, and they love the treatment, and they love our audience.
And you've got a lot of pretty intimate venues, which are really nice for everybody.
Venues, even our big one, are still intimate, but Raven is intimate, and then we have very small ones too, like Shed and Paul Martyr, which we had already, and there's so much going on. There's even a dinner and music at Partake, you know, with Ben Stoller will be Friday night concert. So there's lots to do. And, you know, basically just need to go to our website at healdsburgjazz.org and check it all out.
Are you already working on it next year?
Yeah, I do have. I have put my NEA grant in for next year, which will be honoring the music of Billy Hart.
So when you started this, did you think it would be an ongoing life's work kind of thing, or was it just see how far you can take it?
You know, you don't think about how the longevity, but, you know, I'm very happy. It's been 17 years, and I'm kind of got that goal of that 20-year anniversary dangling in front of me. It's a lot of work. I have to say it's a lot of work, and we need a lot of support and sponsors and patrons. I encourage people to become members if they want to see us, you know, here every year. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen by itself. It happens by a lot of support from the community.
And 20 years isn't that far off now.
Seems far right now, but it won't be long.
Jessica Felix here from the Healdsburg Jazz Festival on Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson in for Roland Giacopetti, wishing you a great day.